Please take your Bibles, open them to Luke chapter 10. Luke chapter 10, your Scofield Reference Bible, page 1088. Beginning with verse 23, we'll read through verse 28. We'll read the verses responsively. 27th verse is the text verse. After we read that, I'll turn to yet another verse and read that. Let's stand, please, as we always do for the reading of the Scripture. And he turned him unto his disciples and said privately, Blessed are the eyes which see the things that ye see. For I tell you that many prophets and kings have desired to see those things which ye see, and have not known, and to hear those things which ye hear, and have not heard them. And behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tempted him, saying, Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? And he said unto him, What is written in the law? How readest thou? And he answering said, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy strength, and with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself. And he said unto him, Thou hast answered right, this do, and thou shalt live. And I'm reading for you, without your turning to it, 1 Corinthians 16, verse 22. If any man love not the Lord Jesus Christ, let him be anathema, maranatha. Let's pray. Father, you've given us a wonderful day. It's good because we're able to assemble here with our Christian friends, those who are dear to us in the body of Christ. We thank you for our church. We thank you for our preacher, we pray for thy help and power and blessing to rest upon him. May thy Spirit's blessing truly invade our hearts, our minds, and our lives, and give us sweet, precious attention to the Word of God as we hear it. And may we learn it and do it. Please help us. Meet with us, please, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Our Heavenly Father, we come now to the book. Ah, what a wonderful, wonderful book. Inexhaustible, eternal, God's blessed words to us. We come to take a little portion of it and focus our attention on it. Help us as we do, please. Amen. I want to speak this morning. I want you to find your seats now and be very quiet. Listen to me. I want to speak this morning on the subject, the meaning of love. I've been preparing this sermon for several weeks, as I do all of my sermons. I'm constantly preparing several sermons. In other words, in fact, I'm going to preach several of them tonight. But I look at a sermon, I'll work on it a while, and for 4 or 5 weeks I've been taking a few minutes every day and looking at this truth and so forth. But I've not become satisfied with it. I outlined it. I'm preaching on the meaning of love, and I outlined it, and I wasn't satisfied with the outline, and so I outlined it again, and I wasn't satisfied with the outline. 5 different times I've re-outlined this sermon. I'm not satisfied with it now. I have a truth to present to you that I think will help you tremendously. I hope that you'll listen carefully because I want to present it so it'll be a blessing and a strength and a help to your life today. I think I'll use this microphone here this morning. And that doesn't mean a thing, Pharisees. But anyway, I think I will use this one this morning. Follow me very carefully. Sit up straight, look right this way, and follow me very carefully. I'll need your logic carefully this morning. There are two words in the Bible for the word love. In other words, you'll just see it, the word love, in the Bible. Now, sometimes that is one word in the Greek, and sometimes it's another word in the Greek. Now, follow me carefully. There are two Greek words, that look the same in the English Bible. And, by the way, the English Bible does not do them an injustice, and I'll explain why in a few minutes. One word is agape. It's a Greek word, agape. It means, actually, it's the kind of love that God has for us. When it says, for God so loved the world, it's that for God so agape the world. It's God's love. And there are other times. Our love for God, for example, is mentioned oftentimes as agape. We're supposed to love the Lord. We read a while ago in Luke chapter 10 and verse 27, love the Lord thy God. And the word is the word agape. So the word agape is God's love for me. By the way, it's used concerning Jesus' love for the Heavenly Father. Jesus agapes, the word is agape. He loves the Heavenly Father. And when it talks about for God so loved the world, it's talking about agape. When it talks about the Father's love for the Son, it's the word agape. Now the second word that you will find in your Bible mentioned as the word love is the word phileo. You've heard about the city of brotherly love, Philadelphia, Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love. It's the word also translated love. Now this word phileo, follow me carefully now, is a fondness or an affection. I love my wife. That's agape. I love cheeseburgers. That's both. That's for me. It's phileo. For the Keith, it's agape. And what would I do without you up here on the platform? I'd have to study harder, wouldn't I? For Jack Scott, it's neither. So those two words. Now in the Bible, it simply says love. For example, Jesus said, came to Peter and said, Peter, lovest thou me? Now that word is agape. He said, Peter, do you deeply love me? And Peter said, thou knowest that I love thee. Now in your Bible, the word, both words are love. But Jesus was saying, do you deeply love me? You agape me. And Peter said, I'm fond of you. I love you like I love cheeseburgers. I'm fond of you. And Jesus again asked him, Peter, do you love me? It's the word love, but it's the word agape, which means do you deeply love me? And Peter responded the second time, thou knowest that I love you, but it's the word phileo, I'm fond of you. Then the third time Jesus asked him, he changed to Peter's word and said, do you love me? Now, in your Bible, it says the same word, L-O-V-E. In the Greek, it's a different word. Do you phileo me? That's fine. And Peter said, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. Now, basically, follow me carefully, basically the difference in these two words, agape and phileo, both called love in the Bible, is caused by, the agape is caused by internal condition. Phileo is caused by external condition. Let me show you what I mean. I love Johnny Colston. Now, I agape Johnny Colston. I love him. God has given to me a love for Johnny Colston. But I also phileo Johnny Colston. I like Johnny Colston. Everybody likes Johnny Colston. That's why I hate him. But I phileo Johnny Colston. I agape him. That's the love that God has given me for him. But I phileo him. I like his personality. I like his disposition. I like the position while he sleeps during the sermons on the platform and other things. I like that. One word love, agape, deep abiding love. It's caused by my condition. The phileo is caused by the object. For example, I agape my wife. That's a deep abiding love. I agape her. God gave me that love for her. But I also phileo my wife. That means that I love her because she's sweet and because she's pretty. That's one amen. Thank you very much. I'm sure she appreciates that. But I'm saying that I have both of those loves for her. I agape her. That's the love that God gave me for her. I phileo her. That's because she is attractive to me. And that's the meaning of the two words. I pull out an old illustration for this. Mrs. John Rice was in the car one time with Dr. Rice and me. They were in the back seat, and I was driving. She did not know I heard this. She said, John R., do you love me? And Dr. Rice said, yes, I love you. What was her name, Lois? Lois. Yes, Lois, I love you. And Mrs. Rice said, why do you love me? And Dr. Rice said, because God told me to love you. And she got mad. She said, John R., that doesn't turn me on. He said, it won't turn me off either. You see? Now, the truth is, Mrs. Rice wanted John R. Rice to agape her. She wanted that kind of love. But she also wanted Tim to love her because she was sweet and because she was pretty, because she was nice, because she wore perfume, because she took a bath and used deodorant and things like that. Now, these two words in the Bible are translated love. Follow me now. Don't leave me. Agape, the deep abiding love of God, the kind that God has for us, the kind of God the Father has for God the Son, the kind that God the Son has for God the Father. And then phileo. Here's something very interesting, though, and this is my text this morning. In fact, I have two texts. I read for you these texts. Listen carefully to me now. And he answering said, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy strength, with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself. Now, that's the word agape. God the Father said, I want you to love me with my love, a deep, abiding love. I want you to, that's because I gave you that love. That's because of the condition of your heart. Now, by the way, you won't have that kind of love if you hang around all the old licentious movies and the soap operas and the talk shows and all the filth and garbage and rot. Callous, as it were, this agape. But Jesus said, love the Lord thy God with all thy heart. The agape, the Lord thy God. But I found something I had never found in the Bible before, and it blessed my gizzard, my soul. And gizzard, listen to this. But of course, I read a while ago, 1 Corinthians 16:22. If any man love not the Lord Jesus Christ, let him be anathema, maranatha. And I checked that word out in 1 Corinthians 16:22 and found the word is phileo. God is saying, I want you to love me with a deep abiding love that I give you, but God is also saying, I want you to love me because of what I do for you. He said, I want your deep abiding love, but I want your affection also. Let me illustrate. We have some saints of God here in this building that they just love God. And I'll preach and about the love of God, and they'll sit there and go, Oh, how wonderful. I love him. I love him. I love him. Then we have some people out there this morning. I'll preach on the love of God or heaven or something, and they'll get up and shout and have a spell. Now, one is saying, Dear God, I love you because of what you are. And the other is saying, I love you because of what you do for me. Now, God wants both. He wants you to love him because he's your God. He wants you to love him because he's the creator of the universe. He wants you to love him because he gave himself on the cross to die as your substitute. But also, listen to me now. Hey, I'm preaching over there. Listen to me now. He wants you to love him because he gave you food all week long too. He wants you to praise his name. He wants you to shout. He wants you to glorify him. God says, I want that deep, abiding, wonderful love. Worship if you please. Adoration if you please. But he said, I also want you to love me because of what I do for you. What God is saying, I want your affection. I want your affection. So those of you this morning who are here and you give God affection, hey, well, glory. I get up and say, boy, ain't God good. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's good. But hey, don't you forget also to go out in the woods somewhere sometime and get alone and just snuggle up close to God and say, I love you with all of my heart. You're a wonderful God. And hey, how about you folks that do that all the time? And oh, you love him deeply and feel that wonderful agape love for him. How about you getting a little affectionate sometime and having a spell? You'd be surprised how good you feel. Every day of my life, I get alone with God. And I worship him. And I say, I love you because of what you are. I love you because of your omnipotence and your omniscience. I love you because you're the great creator of the universe. I love you because you provided eternal life for me. Then I'll go over somewhere else and have a spell. I'll say, glory to God, my name written in heaven. Woo! Glory to God, I'm a child of God. Whoopee! And God said, I want both of those. I want your agape, and I want your phileo. And by the way, did you know that God used the same thing concerning husbands and wives? That same word. For example, 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 8, God says that husbands and wives are supposed to love each other, and the word is phileo. I'm glad it says that. That's Gucci goo. That's boopsy whoopsy. That's lovey-dovey. That's bowsy-wowsy. That's hot dogsy. That's smoochy. Married folks only, please. Anybody wants to get married, see me after the service. But now listen to me. Listen to me. I'm preaching to you. Listen to me now. Listen. God is saying He wants you to love your wife with a deep, abiding love, the love of God Himself. But He also wants you to be affectionate to your wife and appreciate your wife and be attracted to your wife. And God says to you women, I want you to love your husbands with a deep, abiding, the love of God, the kind of love that Jesus has for the Father and the Father has for the Son and the kind of love that the Father has for the world. And I want you to do that. But He's saying also, ladies, I want you to be affectionate to your husband. I want you to give your husband not only that deep, abiding, agape love, but give your husband also the phileo kind of affectionate love. The misunderstanding, look at me now. Misunderstanding is, by many, that agape is right and phileo is wrong. And by the way, misunderstanding also that agape is a more coveted kind of a love than phileo. It's not so. The same God that wants you to agape Him wants you to phileo Him. The same God that wants you to say, sing, a mighty fortress is our God. He wants you to sing, my Jesus, I love thee. I know thou art mine. The same God that wants you to sing, abide with me, fast fall the evening to eventide. He wants you to sing, for thee all the folly of sin I resign. If ever I love thee, my Savior is now. I'm trying to say that the worshiping crowd who worships God and adores God, that's Bible. But the crowd that shouts and praises God and says hallelujah, that's Bible also. And God wants every believer to love Him deeply and to love Him emotionally. He said, I'm just not that type. Then change your type. You know this is true. I love the Lord's Supper. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love to sit here at Lord's Supper time with that little glass of juice right here beside me. And I love to be still and know that He's God. I love to think about the fact that He came to Calvary and paid the price for me. I love to sit here and say, thank God. Thank God for Calvary. Oh, I love you. I love you. I love you. But I also like to get out in the woods and have a spell every once in a while. And I'll be quite frank with you. Every once in a while, I come pretty close to it here. When that fella quoted the book of Revelation last. Oh, my soul, my soul. I almost ran all over Hammond. I really did, boy. Because I know some of those verses. Like in Revelation, like Jesus wept for God's love of the world. But he got down there to chapter 5. And he started quoting that part about here's a book that nobody could open. He said he looked on earth and nobody on earth could open that book. He looked to heaven and nobody in heaven opened that book. And by the way, he looked at heaven. He was careful how he walked across the platform. And he looked beneath the earth and he said, who can... I know what that verse says. Behold a Lamb! Oh, he got down there, that Lamb that reached up and took that book and opened that book. And man, I want to kick microphones all over the place. And I'll tell you what, we had Episcopalians here shouted that night. Mrs. Boardway even said, hot dog. I don't want to build a church that's built on phileo only. I don't want to build a church that's built on agape only. I don't want to be the kind of Christian that's been my love for Christ is just phileo or just agape. I want God to look down and say, there's a man down there that loves me with all of his heart. He worships me. He adores me. I'm his God and he's my child. And he loves me with all of his heart. But I also want to look down and say, look at there. He's having his spell again. He loves me. He appreciates me. He phileos me as well as agapes me. A couple in my office, sitting there, I was doing some marital counseling. And I said, Brother Boardway, we've got to get this thing straightened up now. And Miss Boardway turned her back and did like that. I was doing some marital counseling with a couple, I guess, 50, 55 years of age, been married a lot of years. And I said, what seems to be your trouble? And she says, he doesn't love me anymore. And he said, I do too. It's a wonderful way to make her feel loved. She said, he never tells me he loves me. He never grabs me in his arms. Of course, he couldn't have grabbed her totally in his arms. She was well upholstered, but anyway. She said, he never grabs me in his arms anymore. He never gives me a passionate kiss anymore. He never tells me, I love you, darling, anymore. He said to her, he said, that was for a young couple. He said, my love has grown deeper and deeper. It's not that kind of love anymore, but it's 10 times as much as it used to be. I love you 10 times as much as you used to love me. And she jumped up and stumped up and down, and she said, I want both. And that's what God says. God said, I want you to deeply love me, and I also want you to be affectionate toward me. He says the same thing for your wife. That's what he means in Revelation 2:4. He says, thou hast left thy first love. And I won't go into that. That's another sermon. But he said, you've left your first love. He didn't say you don't love me anymore. He didn't say to that church of Ephesus, you don't love me. They did love him. They loved him with a deep, abiding love. Their phileo had changed to agape. And God is simply saying, I want you to change your, I want you to add agape to your phileo, but don't forget the phileo. I love to be loved deeply. Ms. Hiles says to me, I'm trying to think what you ever said to me like that. She says to me, you're great. I like that. I also like that other part too. That smoochy, smoochy, goochy, wootsy, boopsy, whoopsy, lovey, dovey. Let's stand for our closing prayer. We'll go home. God says, I want you to get a deeper love for me. He said, don't leave the phileo. At the cross where I first saw the light. And the burden of my heart rolled away. God said, I want you to have a deeper love, but don't lose that love when you stood right here at the altar and looked at her, and she looked at you, and you had 200 people out there, but you didn't know anybody was out there, and a preacher pronounced your husband and wife, and you grabbed her and kissed her and kissed her and kissed her, went out there in the vestibule while I was giving the plan of salvation, and we couldn't get your attention to come back in here, and smoochy, smoochy, goochy, woochy, and God said, I want you to be... Oh, I hurt myself the other day on that. God said, I want you to have that kind of love. But God said, I want you to keep it while you get the agape kind of love. Don't leave it. Now follow me carefully. Luke 10:27 says we're supposed to love God with agape love. Matthew 19:19, it says, love thy neighbor as thyself. That's agape. And Matthew 5:44, this will... curl your hair. Matthew 5:44. Love thy enemy. And that's agape. And then in 1 John 2:15 says, love not the world. What's he saying? He's not saying don't phileo the world. He's saying don't agape the world. Now listen carefully. Some of you pious Pharisees, you don't believe in having fun at all. That's of the world. The word world here is the word cosmos. Listen to me, which means the arrangement of the world. Now follow me carefully. I'm not supposed to agape the Christmas decorations. The Bible says, love not the world. Agape not the world. But there's nothing wrong with me phileoing the Christmas decorations. You say, I love Christmas. Okay, but that doesn't mean you can't, because you're not supposed to agape the world, that doesn't mean you can't phileo. Now, I'm not talking about the worldly thing like drinking and cussing and nightclubbing and the gentleman's club. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about eating and drinking and buying and selling. Thank God I'm not supposed to agape cheeseburgers, but I can phileo cheeseburgers. I'm not supposed to agape going to Cracker Barrel, but bless God I can phileo going to Cracker Barrel. I'm going to preach the truth whether you like it or not. I'm not supposed to agape Whoppers, but I can phileo Whoppers. I'm saying, now, follow me carefully. Carefully. What is the highest form of love? Listen. What is the highest form of love? Agape or phileo? Neither. Neither. Real love is a combination of both. If I just love Brother Colston, this deep abiding love that God's given me, I'm not giving him the highest form of love. But if I love Brother Colston because God gave me love for him, but also because I thank God for him, because he's kind and nice. If I love Mrs. Hiles because God gave me love for her, that's good, but that's not the highest form of love. Let me show you the highest form of love. Oh, I love you. Plus. By the way, it got higher as it went along, too. Now, that's what it's all about. I'm sick and tired of a bunch of snobs getting deep, 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 deep and going down and loving God with agape, but never standing up and having a phileo love that says, hot dog, I'm saved. Hallelujah, I'm on my way to heaven. Praise God, my sins are gone. Hallelujah, my name is written in the book of life. Glory be to God. My sins are not charged to me, but they're charged to Jesus. Praise God, Jesus is coming again. Praise God, I've got God's book there. Thank God for his goodness to me. I have a house to live in. I have a warm house. I have clothes to wear. I have a car to drive. I have food. Indeed. Hallelujah, what a God. That's the kind of love I want. So, the fullness of love is both. Now people say, well, I've graduated from that little praise the Lord kind of a love. No, you haven't graduated. You graduated, you got expelled. Don't leave that deep abiding love, but don't leave the praise and the joy and the excitement, the thrill. Now let me give you my definition of love. This is the ultimate. This is the final definition. Mine. Anything you heard's wrong. Follow me. Love is a desire for someone to have every need filled. Plus, now that's agape. Plus, I want to be the one that fills it. Now to me, that's love. I want the object of my love to have every need filled. But I want to be the one that fills it. I want you to be fed from that book. I want you to learn that book. I want a preacher to stand behind this pulpit and teach you the Bible and get you excited about God and help you grow in grace, but I want to be the one that does the feeding. That's love. Now, let me say this. Love is totally unselfish concerning what it gets. It is totally selfish concerning what it gives. God's that way. Philippians 4:13. My God shall supply all your needs. Now God said, I don't want the government supplying your needs. I'll take care of it. I don't want communism supplying your needs. I'll take care of it. God loves you and God wants your needs supplied, but God also wants to be the supplier of your needs. And that's what love is. So, now let me say this. When I supply your needs, now, if I can't supply them, I want somebody else to. But I'm going to supply them. I'm going to teach you enough Bible where you can grow in grace if you'll just show up and listen to me. I'll inspire you enough where you can live the Christian life if you'll just show up every time I stand up here and speak. I agape you. God has given me a love for this people of this church, the lack of which I don't think you'll see anywhere else. I really don't think. I mean that honestly with my heart. You say, you bragging? Absolutely. I believe that the people sitting in this room right here are the most loved people from the pulpit than any people in the whole world. I believe that all my heart. I want your needs supplied. I want you to love the book. I want you to know the book. I want you to walk with God. I want you to pray. I want you to learn to live in the Bible. I want you to win souls. I want you to walk with God. I want you to have joy and peace and excitement. But bless God, that's why most all the time I'm behind this pulpit myself. I want to be the one that feeds you this book. So God looks down and says, I want your needs supplied, but I want to be the one that supplies them. When God sees communistic countries coming, God's jealous
cause you trusting something other than him to supply your needs. Let me see if I can wind this up and summarize it. God uses two words. Listen to me over here. God uses two words, agape and phileo. Ask a question. You deeply love him today? How long has it been? I'll guarantee you 100 times a day, I'll say these words, I love you. I'll sit down at a table to eat in a restaurant somewhere across the country where I'm traveling to preach, and I'll sit down by myself to eat, and I'll say, I love you. I love you. Sometimes I'll sing sitting in a restaurant, my Jesus, I love thee, I know thou art mine. For thee all the folly of sin I resign. My precious Redeemer, my Savior art thou. If ever I loved you, my Jesus, 'tis now. And then on the other hand, I get out by myself sometime and I think how good God's been to me. I'm 70 years old, still preaching. I'm 70 years old, still knocking over microphones, bless God, and hurting myself on them too. I'm 70 years old, I'm still standing up on chairs while I preach, and sometimes on the choir rails. I was preaching down at Dr. Tom Neal's church, and Jack Scott was there. I got up on the choir rail, and old Jack Scott said, help him, Jesus, out loud. Help him, Jesus, and Jesus did. Thank God how good God's been to me. I live in America. I'm a child of God. My sins are forgiven, redeemed with the blood of Calvary. The rapture's my hope. Heaven's my home. God's my Father. Jesus my Savior. Bible my book. Holy Spirit my power. Hallelujah. I'm a child of the King. I walk with the King. Hallelujah. I walk with the King. Praise His name. No longer I roam. My soul faces home. I walk and I talk with the King. Praise God. I love Him and I like Him. That's what God's saying. I hear people say, I love him, but I don't like him. No, you don't. I think it's possible to agape and not phileo. I think it's possible to have agape love without a phileo love, but you can't have a total love unless you like him too. Will Rogers said, Brother Fisk used to say this, Will Rogers said, he never met a man didn't like. He said, of course, they never met Brother Hiles. I never met a man I didn't like. I'm talking me. You know why? Brother Bob, you've been a member of this church for 25 years. That means 25 years you've had no other pastor but me. That means that it's been my responsibility and pleasure to feed you from that book and teach that book and preach that book and be your pastor for 25 years. I want you to have, for me, the kind of love that's in here. But I also want you to feel like I like you. And God said, that's what I want you to do for me. I want you to love me and I want you to like me. I said again, love to me is me wanting the object to have all his needs supplied. Tell you what you do. Brother Boyd, you buy my wife an orchid for our anniversary, and you won't have a good eye on the other side either. I'll gouge the other eyeball out, just like I did the first one. That's my job. You say, well, wouldn't you be happy for your wife to have an orchid on your anniversary? Depends on who buys it. I like what old V.O. Stamps used to say. Stamps Quartet. He was the bass. He said, when I get to heaven, I want to hear a great choir sing praises to God. I want to hear 10,000 altos and 10,000 sopranos and 10,000 tenors lift up their voices to God. Somebody said, Brother Stamps, how about the bass? I'll take care of the bass. You say, what's the purpose of this sermon? I don't know, but it's a wonderful thought. Tell you what the purpose is. I want the people who call me preacher I want you to love God with all the loves He wants. I want God to get from you the sweetest, deepest, most wonderful, precious love available. I also want you to like Him too. I want you to show affection to Him. What's the purpose of this sermon? Number two, I want every woman in this room that's married to have a husband that loves her devotedly and deeply. Listen to me now. And also a husband that's affectionate and thoughtful and kind. I want every man in this room to have a wife who worships him. And I also want every man in this room to have a wife who thinks he's tops, who loves him and is affectionate to him. Not only says, I lovest thou, but you guys are getting with it, aren't you, huh? I want to pastor a church of people who know the depth of agape and the joy of phileo. That's what it's all about. Now, that means this. That means that those of us who have both of those loves, which is what love is. Love is not one. Love is both. That means that we may be a little possessive. That means that your husband loves you like he should. He may knock somebody's teeth out because he's jealous. You can't love without being jealous. God's jealous of His people. Now, that's not the foundation love. The foundation love is deep abiding love. But on top of that, to make love full, you have the phileo, which is a love that is not self. Okay, I don't know anything I want for Christmas. Nothing. Nothing. And that's probably what I'll get. Because I have not been real good this year. But I don't know anything I want for Christmas. But you know what I do? I want to provide a Christmas. I want to be the one to provide a Christmas for those I love. And God looks down and says, do you agape me, Peter? Do you agape me, Peter? And third time He says, do you phileo me? God said, Peter, do you deeply love me? And do you feel affectionate toward me? That's what I want. And that's Bible love. Not just agape, and not just phileo, but agape plus phileo. Depth and sweetness of a love that God has implanted in my heart. And then the sweetness of expression as I'm affectionate and joyous and happy. Old illustration I use again. I think I'm going to go about 12:45. Well, I got four phileos here. 30, behave. 37 and a half years ago, when I was considering taking this church, I kind of took the church in August 30th, 1959. About 6 months later, I got a letter from a lady, and she said in the letter, Dear Brother Hiles, for 1 year, we were without a pastor. I wanted a pastor desperately. She said, I decided I'd pray for God to give us an evangelistic type pastor. One who's bombastic and one who's zealous. And she said, after I prayed for that a while, I said, that's not what I want. I want somebody with a depth of love that can teach the Bible. I want a Bible teacher type. Then she said, about a month after that, I said, no, that's not. I think I'd rather have the red hot evangelist with zeal. Then she said, no. I want a Bible teacher type who is deep. And then she said one of the sweetest things ever written to me. She said, just think, God gave me both in one man. I'll never forget that letter. That's what I want to be. I want to be the zealot who leads you to affection and phileo and joy and excitement and thrill. But I want to also be the man that stands up with the sacred cup and leads you to loving with all of your hearts. That's the meaning of love. Would you bow your heads, please?